All-American half-pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight our theme is called Guns and Violins. And the idea is that we're going to be mixing up songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins, plus some speech excerpts and clips from U.S. presidents, movie cops, and robbers. And in particular, a bit later in the show, we'll be featuring a 17-minute performance of the third movement from Beethoven's 15th string quartet. And we're going to be hearing violins from lots of other places throughout the show, as we are right now. In fact, from Celtic Fiddle Festival. This is La Belle Catherine and one of my favorite fiddle playing fiddle songs. Yeah. So we began the show, this being a plastic sushi sound collage. Yeah, we began the show with a Japanese band, of course, and that was a Japanese hair metal band called Billy and the Sluts, and a song called Shoot Me, which I found on their 1990 album, Hitotsu Me Usagi no Dai Gyakushu, which translates as something like Revenge of the One-Eyed Rabbit. So, we've got a lot of great music for you this evening. We're going to start off the next set with a double shot of music from Japanese bands. And then we're also going to be, well, doing our genre jumping with some more Irish fiddle music, the Commodores and the Human League in the next set. And we're also going to be hearing in the mix tonight some excerpts from one of the most important U.S. political speeches ever. One of my favorites and one worth listening to many times. Dwight David Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, where he warned Americans about the unfettered growth of what he called the military-industrial complex. And since he warned the country about that in 1961, well, it's all come to be true. So it's well worth listening and pondering as his words come to us here in the second decade of the 21st century. So, the beginning of the next set, we're going to hear a piece by the classical composer Hikari Oe, who's the son of the Japanese Nobel Prize-winning author Kenzaburo Oe. And Kenzaburo is well known for his views on such issues as nuclear weapons and social nonconformism and existentialism. And his son Hikari, who's the composer, he was born with some very severe developmental problems at birth. And in fact, the doctors tried to convince his parents to let him die, but they opted to have a life-saving operation performed, and they did their best to raise him. And Hikari doesn't speak that much, and his eyesight is also very bad. But he took to music at an early age, and despite his disabilities, he expresses himself very well by composing music. So right now, we're going to hear, this is his Andante Cantabile for violin and piano, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, as we explore this evening's theme of guns and violins, here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
who has witnessed the horror and the lingering sadness of war. As one who knows that another war could utterly destroy this civilization, which has been so slowly and painfully built over thousands of years, I wish I could say tonight that a lasting peace is in sight. Security alone, more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
celebrate Palm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like... victory.
Stuck to your belief. Care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And tonight, our theme is called Guns and Violins. And we began that set with two different Japanese artists. The classical composer Hikari Oe with Andante Cantabile for violin and piano. And then the 5, 6, 7, 8s and Bomb the Twist from their album Bomb the Rocks, the early days singles. And then we heard a medley of two Celtic songs by Frankie Gavin, The Nightcap and The Frost is Over. And we followed that with The Commodores and Machine Gun. And The Human League finished off the music in that set with Seconds from Dare and Love and Dancing. And mixed in there, we heard some excerpts from President Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, where he warned about the dangers of the military-industrial complex. And he was right, and it came true. And also a little bit of George W. Bush talking about the Iraq War and his hopes that he's going to be remembered well for that. Ha! 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 And then we also had a public service message about reducing gun violence. And, well, thanks again to DJ Easy Ed for a great two-hour show before we started up here at 8 p.m. And I wanted to mention again that that he's got the Crank Tones on Saturday, April 28th, an early show from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at the Midway Cafe. So you won't want to miss that. Yeah, it's DJ Easy Ed's Record Hop. Rockabilly, rock and roll. Bring your dancing shoes and have fun with the Crank Tones on April 28th. Well, let's get back to our exploration of songs about guns and songs with violins. And we're going to start off with yet another Japanese band. And then we'll hear some more Celtic fiddle music, The Clash, some Dire Straits, and the Beastie Boys. Here is, starting things off here, is Dragon Ash. And Viva La Revolution.
Fucking dip, 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 dip it.
また心に立ってみる少し誇らしげな顔の自分がいるまめの will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. We'll be right back.
powerfully down the field.
These mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher. And though it happened so bad, in the fear and the alarm,
teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Please!
here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, our theme is called Guns and Violins. And we're playing songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins. Plus, our audio clips from who knows where this evening particularly include U.S. presidents of the more distant past. In that last set, we had President Harry Truman announcing the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, which he called a military base, and there was a military base there, but pretty much lots of cities had military bases, and it was, well, the civilian casualties there were just incredible and tragic. And I've been there to Hiroshima and Ground Zero there. And, well, it's, if you're in Japan, it's worth visiting there to see a watch that was stopped around 8:15 in the morning as the bomb exploded. And I remember in the museum, there's also some bits of fingernails and skin, some of the few artifacts left from some of the people who died there. We started the set with the Japanese band Dragon Ash and Viva La Revolution from their eponymously named album. And then Celtic Fiddle Festival, La Belle Catherine, Beautiful Catherine. Can you tell I really love that song? Oh, yeah. From their Play On album. And then we heard from The Clash, The Guns of Brixton, from their perfect album, London Calling. A double vinyl album. Two long playing vinyl records in London Calling. And then Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms, and we finish things up with the Beastie Boys and Fight for Your Right. So I wanted to mention an event that I think is going to be really cool. The Tufts Hindu Student Council is presenting next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, April 22nd, a celebration of the Hindu holiday of Holi. It's the festival of colors, and it welcomes the joy of spring. For Hindus, it's a time of abundant celebration for nature's blessing and a symbolic reminder to, well, turn over a new leaf and to maybe blossom in some ways, too. And it's, of course, a religious event symbolizing the victory of devotion and love over evil, because it's there's a selfish king who was killed, and well, for Hindus it's an exhilarating and joyous time, and it's going to be taking place over on the Tufts Res, the Res Quad. And there's going to be lots of samosas and mango lassi, as well as performances by the Tufts Jumbo Raz and the Tufts University Bhangra team. So that's going to be next Sunday, April 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And it's free and open to everybody on the Tufts Somerville Medford campus. Right there in the middle, the Res Quad. Backing me up right now is Celtic Fiddle Festival with Masson de Glace Springtime. Well, I just wanted to say that you're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage only here on WMFO Medford. And we're going to start off yet another genre-jumping set with those psychobilly rockers. Nashville pussy and the wrong side of a gun.